name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thobert. Governor Jared Polis has announced a draft of a plan that will allow indoor visits to residential facilities. It's good news, but there's a lot of things that have to happen for that to be considered safe. There must be no outbreaks at the facility. There must be weekly testing for all facility staff, an adequate number of staffers. Everyone has to wear protective equipment during the visit. In addition to that, there has to be baseline testing, and all of that could be pulled back if the community where that residential facility is has too much community spread of COVID-19. Music is returning to Red Rocks Amphitheater, but not in exactly the same way. The venue is for the next three nights going to feature a concert series without fans. Red Rocks Unpaused will be an interactive live stream experience for fans, but it's all free of charge. And you can do things like request an encore or send a chat message to the artist playing. Some of those messages will be displayed on the rocks. Fighting wildfires is a very expensive task. With four large wildfires burning in Colorado over the past month, including the Pine Gulch fire, which is the largest wildfire in state history, it is taking its toll. It's estimated that fighting those fires has cost around $77 million so far. That cost includes aircraft, equipment, and emergency personnel, but it doesn't include the restoration work that's going to happen afterwards. The Denver Nuggets moving on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They came back from a 3-1 deficit to win that series against the Utah Jazz. It was Nikola Jokic who hit the winning tie-breaking shot with 27 seconds left on the clock. Tonight, the Colorado Avalanche are going to try to come back in their second round NHL series. It's game 6, and they trail the Dallas Stars 3-2. A win will get the Avs to game 7, while a loss will send them home from Edmonton. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Today's challenging times may be making it hard for you to pay your rent or mortgage. Call Colorado Housing Connects, 844-926-6632. They can help. ColoradoHousingConnects.org is where you'll find free legal help, counseling, and financial resources. Don't wait any longer. Call 844-926-6632. Sponsored by Colorado Housing Connects, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. This is Luke Lefevre with Alpine Arborist Professional Tree Care. The real bailout is hiring local companies and supporting small businesses here on the Front Range. We are a small family business in Thornton, Colorado. We have ISA certified arborists on each crew. Hire us for all your tree care needs. See us on the web at alpinetreepros.com or call us at 720-470-6101. Call or text. We accept all forms of payment, including gold and silver. alpinetreepros.com, 720-470-6101.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? we can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Good morning. This is Brain Cleavage. It's a place where thinking is always robust and intelligence is never artificial. Obviously, I'm not Kara. I'm your guest host, Etheric Dave. Kara will be back next week with her topic of term limits and other issues related to the election coming up. Today, we have a very special guest. Dr. Don Huber, PhD in plant pathology and microbiology, professor emeritus from Purdue University, retired colonel from the U.S. Army specializing in biological warfare, and former associate director of the Armed Forces Medical Intelligence Center at Fort Detrick in Fredericksburg, Maryland. And I'm very pleased to welcome Don to the show. Don, how are you doing this morning?
Dave, doing well. Happy to be here.
Well, we have all sorts of topics we can talk about. I think we're going to start talking about the GMO and the glyphosate. For our listeners, explain to us in layman's terms what this glyphosate stuff is that we're hearing all about.
Well, glyphosate is the world's most intensely used agricultural chemical. It's a very simple compound. It's a synthetic amino acid with the phosphate or phosphonate group on it, so it acts like much like a phosphate chemistry. But it was first patented in 1964 as a mineral chelator, or a chemical that would clean out steam pipes and boilers. 10 years after its first patent as a mineral chelator, it was patented then by Monsanto Company as an herbicide, a very broad-spectrum weed killer that kills pretty much all plants. There are a few plants that have some tolerance to it. But then in 1996, Monsanto developed soybeans and corn that were tolerant of glyphosate so that it could be sprayed directly on our food crops rather than just having it as a pre-plant or a burn-down type of an herbicide. That greatly changed then the exposure of the population to this somewhat simple chemical. If you just look at the structure of the chemical, but it's also a very potent antibiotic, and it's patented as an antibiotic, so that between its activity as a mineral chelator that can immobilize and make our essential minerals ineffective for physiological processes, it also destroys the beneficial organisms in our GI tract and the soil and general environment. So that it has some extremely broad-spectrum implications for health of the soil, of our crops, of our animals, and especially of us as humans. So that it's just a very unique chemistry, but almost ubiquitous in our environment because of the quantity that is used and also the manner in which it is used.
It sounds like some very dangerous stuff that they're spraying around, this glyphosate Roundup stuff, as it's called, and it's marketing. I don't even have the word for it. What all can we do, you know, with this? I know we've got a advertiser here, Happy Hands, that provides the glyphosate-free, you know, an organic, you know, feed for the hens, which is a lot more healthy, that doesn't have all this antibiotic stuff, doesn't have all this weed killer on it. And they can be contacted from happyhens.biz, and I believe their phone number is 303-829-5948. If you have hens and you want some glyphosate-free stuff, they certainly have the stuff going here. So this glyphosate, they're spraying on our food directly. That sounds to be very dangerous. From what you described on that, it's a chelator, it's a antibiotic, it's an herbicide. It's just, it sounds very poisonous. And, you know, we're hearing all sorts of stuff about maybe being carcinogenic. You know, what are the dangers of all this glyphosate stuff?
Well, it's advertised and has been advertised for years as a very safe compound because mammals, which include humans, don't have a physiological process that glyphosate shuts down. The problem is that all of our support organisms, our GI tract organisms, and all of those that we're dependent on for vitamins and minerals and our immune system and mental health and all of those organisms are very sensitive to glyphosate. It's a very powerful antibiotic against them. The other thing is that it doesn't have a great deal of acute toxicity, and otherwise it doesn't kill you immediately as cyanide would or very quickly, but it's probably the most chronically toxic chemical that's ever been released into the environment. It's more like tobacco. You mentioned carcinogenicity, and we see over 100,000 lawsuits now against Bayer and Monsanto just for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Some of those lawsuits that have been settled have been involved amounts as high as $1 billion. The last wow. two that were settled because of the fraud and false advertising of the safety of this compound.
All right, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back after these short messages here at 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Bob Inyart with Colorado Right to Life. Let's work to abolish abortion and not regulate it, for the so-called pro-life regulations convince even our own judges that the unborn child has no true right to life. So we've offered $10,000 to National Right to Life to name a single justice who has ever acknowledged the unborn child's right to life. See that at AmericanRTL.org/regulations.
I'm Maria Miller, owner of the Miller Insurance Agency right here in Northern Colorado. Whether it's your home, auto, farm, or business, during these unprecedented times, we're all looking at our budgets. Because we're an independent agency, we offer a wide variety of policies from many different companies, so you can pick the one that's just right for you, your family, and your bank account. Call the Millers today at 970-593-0619 or find us online at callthemillers.com.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. MaxCom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
With our very special guest, Dr. Don Huber. We're talking about glyphosate and GMO and all that. It sounds like there's a bioaccumulation of this glyphosate stuff. The more you're exposed to it, the more it builds up in your system. Am I correct about that?
You're right, Dave. It bioaccumulates in the brain and heart, lung, kidney, liver, all of our tissues. Essentially, will bioaccumulate glyphosate. It also accumulates in the soil. And when you consider that the half-life in soil may be as long as 22 years, we're talking a generation wow. before it's really gone from natural breakdown in many of these soils, especially our clay soils or silty clay loam soils. So when you consider that we're applying half a billion pounds of this per acre, or half a billion pounds in the United States alone, that you see that accumulation then, so that the U.S. Geological Survey has documented levels in Florida and parts of the western states and then throughout the Midwest of having as much as 2 ton of glyphosate per square mile residual in the soil.
Wow, that is amazing. That's way too much of that. So with the bioaccumulation of this all building up in our soil and our bodies, what do we do about that? I mean, how can we mitigate that? How can we get this stuff back out of our bodies and back out of our soil? How can we clean up this mess?
Well, there are several approaches to clean up. First thing is that you need to minimize your intake. It's by far the number one dietary risk factor for us from a chemical pesticide standpoint. So in minimizing that risk, it means that we should avoid a lot of those GMO crops. 85% of our genetically engineered crops, soybeans, canola, alfalfa, corn, all of those crops that glyphosate can be applied to directly are all going to have residues of glyphosate. And it's not just the GMO crops, though, because glyphosate is also used as a harvest aid or as a desiccant to kill the plants so that they can be harvested a little earlier or a little easier, have them a little drier when they're dead, totally dead. And when glyphosate's applied at that stage in growth for the plant, the only place that it can go as a water-soluble, highly systemic chemical is right into the parts of the plant that we eat. Those would be the reproductive structures and the actively growing tips of the roots and also of the stems and leaves, so that we need to have really a labeling for glyphosate, because it's in much of many of the food products that are available to us. But we can avoid those if we would know, if we had GMO labeling and if we had glyphosate analysis on those labels, it would be a great help to us health-wise. there are some things we can do then to remove the glyphosate or minimize its impact once we have consumed it. The products that are most active from a research standpoint have been humic and fulvic acids. Those are available in capsule form now in many countries. In Europe, they're marketed under various names. One of them is Activalmin in Germany, probably the most common one that I'm aware of. And that's a humic acid, fulvic acid compound. It's a natural product that you take in a capsule once or twice a day, and that will actually remove glyphosate from the GI tract and from some of the tissues. Another product is a natural crystal product. It's a form of zeolite called clinoptilolite. That product has actually been shown by Australian researchers to remove not only glyphosate, but also some of the pathogens that are stimulated by glyphosate in the GI tract of animals and man, such as Salmonella, or E. coli, Listeria, and Clostridium. So that product alone has provided an opportunity for Australian poultry growers, poultry producers to, again, export to Asia because they're Salmonella-free by just putting some of the clinoptilolite in the feed. It's essentially tasteless, flavorless, so that they can put it in the feed. You can put it in a capsule or even take it as a powder on cereal or some of those things to remove the glyphosate. And its benefit is that it also removes many of the pathogens that we're really concerned about. We have a recall now on food products that because of Salmonella concerns, that's on red onions. And the reason why we have so many of these recalls, food recalls, is because glyphosate changes the natural soil biology through its antibiotic activity. It kills off the beneficial organisms that would normally provide the biological control against all of these pathogens. But we can also take those products then that will remove not only the glyphosate, which is shutting down our immune system, making us very susceptible to them, but also disrupting our GI tract through its antibiotic activity, and remove the glyphosate then that is moving through our system, and a lot of it that is actually has been bioaccumulated. So those would be two of the products that are on the market. There are various names for them, but they're generally available if you know what to ask for them. It's the humic fulvic acid products and the clinoptilolite or the zeolite, clinoptilolite form of zeolite, that are there, and they work even better in combination when you have both of them available. Now, there's some other things that will help remove it. Dr. Monica Kruger at Leipzig University has shown that raw sauerkraut juice will actually degrade glyphosate in the GI tract of animals, and it's been a major tool for them to use in controlling chronic botulism poisoning in animals, especially dairy cows and beef cows, but also pigs and other animals. It's quite effective there. And the raw sauerkraut juice, again, is even more effective when it's combined with some humic and fulvic acid materials. You can be tested for your levels of glyphosate. One of the labs that I found very reliable has been the Health Resource Institute lab, a fairly new lab, but state-of-the-art, and can detect levels down to a tenth of a part per trillion of glyphosate in urine or in hair, other tissues that you might need to have examined.
That sounds like that'd be a worthwhile thing to do, is to figure out just how much exposure we've had to that, because for, you know, what you've been telling us and what I've also heard from other places is this pretty much has become absolutely ubiquitous, and they put it on absolutely everything. And with it being able to be sucked up into these plants, it's not like you can just take your produce home and wash it off, you know, to get the stuff out. It's actually part of the plant. Am I correct about this?
Yes, it's a systemic chemical. In fact, that's what makes it such a powerful weed killer, is that it moves right into the plant, just as it'll move all throughout our body once it's consumed, or once it's sprayed on a plant, it moves then throughout the plant, and it's in all the cells. It's not just something that you can wash off like most of our older pesticides were. It's a part of that plant forever until it breaks down. And so it's important to avoid as much of as we can. Presently, probably organic label is as good as we have. It doesn't guarantee that there isn't some glyphosate in it, but it'll be usually 160 to 1,600 times lower than you find in a conventionally grown product of the same plant or species that's growing there.
Well, that's definitely significant. I'll take what I can get as far as that's concerned, so that they can test the tissues and the urine and the hair samples. Can they also take samples from plants and crops and produce that you get at the store and test glyphosate for those two to give you an idea how much glyphosate you're getting in these foods?
Yes, actually, the Canadian Food Inspection Authority has analyzed over half a million food samples that come into Canada, and Tony Mitra, a researcher in Canada, has taken all of that data and indexed it in a little e-book. It's available on Amazon as Poison Foods of North America, I believe is the title of that. In that, you'll find some of the foods that we really recommend as highly nutritious, such as garbanzo beans or a lot of those products that we recognize are high nutrition value, but they're also very high in glyphosate because they're sprayed with the glyphosate just before harvest, and so it accumulates that in the bean and consequently in the products that are made from that, from those garbanzo beans or chickpea, because of that late application of this systemic water-soluble compound.
It also sounds like if you're putting this in the feed for your livestock, that this also is going to be building up inside the meats that we're getting from the store as well. Wow,
yes,
this is definitely
huge. You can find it in meat and milk and other products that are manufactured from those contaminated areas and contaminated tissues.
I want to do some testing myself on this. It kind of got me going on here, thinking that it may be kind of a rare thing to be able to find food that doesn't at least have some exposure to this. It sounds so ubiquitous that it's everywhere. It kind of makes me want to get back into the heirloom seeds and gardening and growing our own stuff and not using any of these dangerous, hazardous chemicals, because this is definitely a big, gigantic health problem. I can see this causing so many different illnesses and making us chronically ill, you know, from a plethora of things, you know, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and, you know, whatever other cancers this is going to cause. I would imagine this is probably a big thing with colon cancer and a lot of other things as well.
And Monsanto's own research in their study in 1983, they found over 21 cancers that were simulated by glyphosate. Dr. Marion Copley just prior to her death from cancer. She was senior researcher for the EPA, and in her letter to her deathbed letter to her superior at the EPA, she outlined the 16 mechanisms that we know cause cancer, and said that glyphosate stimulates every one of those.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to be right back with some more talk about this glyphosate and GMO here on Brain Cleaners on KHNC 1360.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
I'm tired of this dirty old city.
Want to get away from all the traffic and people? Yearning for a moment of peace and quiet? Join me, Brian, on a Trout Tamer's Excursion fly fishing float down the cool waters of the North Platte River. Experience the broad, sweeping, and empty landscapes of Wyoming to soothe your soul. Call me at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com.
Oscar Bogart is a pastor in South Africa who receives a fair amount of persecution for standing up for biblical values and is also vigilant in missions to feed some of the world's most in need. His congregation is seeking a church, and we're asking not only for your prayers but your financial support on this mission to be a part of something that will last a lifetime and beyond. Please visit GoFundMe.com/ChurchSouthAfrica. That's GoFundMe.com/ChurchSouthAfrica to help support with this cause. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Tocqueville wrote that one gets nothing lasting except that which is acquired with difficulty. You've worked hard. Will the fruits of your labor last into the next generation? What if you are disabled before you die? I'm estate planning attorney Thomas Curry. For help finding answers to these important questions, please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule a consultation. That's thomascurrylaw.com. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, welcome back to Brain Cleavage. Our very special guest today, Dr. Don Huber, and we're talking about glyphosate and GMO, and I think we need to get off onto the GMO here because that's part of the equation here, the genetically modified organisms, because you said early on that they found a way to modify these crops to be more resistant to this very, very toxic stuff and continue to live. So can you explain to us what they do with this GMO to make these crops glyphosate resistant?
Well, in order to make them resistant or tolerant to glyphosate or some of the other herbicides, 2,4-D, dicamba, and glufosinate are the more common ones, but they find an organism that is tolerant to the herbicide, to the glyphosate, and then select out through genetic engineering those genes that are responsible for that resistance and insert them into the genes in the, of the plant. Our technology is very crude in this regard, and our understanding of genetics is also fairly primitive, but we're able to insert those genes into the plant. In the process of doing that, we change the spatial relationship in the genetics so that we're not very precise in the things that, in the functions of that genetic material when it's inserted into this new environment. And we understand now that rather than just one function being inserted, and that the end effect of this is 1,400 or 1,500 other functions. So that in that genetic engineering, whether it's through insertion of a gene or removal of a gene, we call the removal gene editing, but it has the same impact in changing the spatial relationship of genetic material that's in that plant, so that we have many changes. Our understanding of genetics now is that it's that spatial relationship between adjacent genetic material as it's influenced by the environment that gives us the functional differences that are regulated by our genetics. When they do that, with all of the known commercialized genetic materials now, we know that there are many other processes that are also disrupted and changed other than just the sensitivity in this case to glyphosate. We know that those plants become much more sensitive and susceptible to other diseases or to a number of diseases. Some of them new, some of them just more intense when the disease occurs. But we change a lot of things. One of the other common things that's changed is nutrient efficiency, so that our plants, genetically engineered plants, are generally less nutrient dense than our non-genetically engineered plants of the same species and variety. It just changes a lot of things. We can do it, but we don't generally understand all of these other changes that occurred. One of the examples of some very serious effects would be with the genetic engineering of the organism that produces an amino acid L-tryptophan for as a nutrient supplement for us in to take, because tryptophan is a very essential amino acid for us. A company that was manufacturing L-tryptophan thought that if they would insert copies of the organism's own genetics that regulated the L-tryptophan production, that they could have a competitive advantage over their other companies that are producing this amino acid, and they were able to increase their production by a matter of 3 to 4 fold over what the organism could do on its own without the genetic engineering. They ran that through the laboratory tests with the rats, and they didn't see any problems with it at all. It passed all the tests, but when they commercially or made that amino acid commercially available, within 2 weeks, we had 80 people dead, and 10,000 people now are permanently incapacitated from the anaphylactic shock of contaminant that was also produced in that genetic engineering change, and that spatial relationship change of the genetic material. It took us 12 years to identify what that minute contaminant was, or minute other product that was produced besides the L-tryptophan, because it had never been seen in nature. It wasn't in any of the databases. And tremendous amount of money went into understanding how this could happen, which has given us a great deal of understanding of genetics and the epigenetic effects of some of these simple things that we think of that we do, but they can be lethal. We know that there are health concerns with all of the genetic materials that we have commercialized today. Luckily, several of them that would have been very damaging, very dangerous for us were pulled from the market, even though they were initially commercialized before they could be have any widespread consumption. Dr. Shiva Ayyadari at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has shown that when you disrupt the integrity of that genetic code by either an insertion or editing, or which is the removal of genetic material, that there are several things that happen. And one of those is that you block a physiological process we call C1 metabolism. That's the metabolism that the body uses to eliminate toxins that are naturally produced, and the body would respond to those by producing glutathione and having some other immune reactions. All of that is blocked so that if you're consuming genetically engineered products, food products and that, you also have some reduction in the efficiency and activity of your own immune system. Now, that may or may not be a serious consequence depending on the individual, but you look at the number of autoimmune diseases that we have, and you see that they're reaching epidemic proportions for us, and much of that effect could well be from the genetic engineering, the accumulation of the formaldehyde and depletion of glutathione that occur there.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even know all of that stuff. It sounds like that's more dangerous than I thought even. We're going to be right back here with more of this on Brain Cleavage 1360 KHNC.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you a builder, remodeling contractor, or do-it-yourselfer who's in the market for cabinets? Let me tell you about Colorado Kitchen and Bath. They've been providing the best quality and service in the industry for 37 years. Family-owned and operated, they're known as the most handcrafted remodel company in all of Northern Colorado. You can go right to their website and see the testimonials of many of their satisfied customers over the years. They're also an authorized R.D. Henry dealer. R.D. Henry offers builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry. And you know R.D. Henry offers unsurpassed finishes. Give Colorado Kitchen and Bath a call at 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or visit them at ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry Cabinets from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. Finally, great quality and service.
Northern Colorado is more than just a place. It's a state of mind, a community where neighbors support one another, especially during these challenging times. We're Miller Insurance, your local independent agency, and we're right here, part of your community. Whether it's your home, auto, farm, or business, our priority is investing in the people of Colorado. Call the Millers today at 970-593-0619 or find us online at callthemillers.com. We're here for you every step of the way.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
You know, I don't know what's worse, the actual GMO itself or the glyphosate. It sounds like a very deadly combination. Now, we talked about being able to do some mitigation to get rid of the glyphosate, but what do we do about our exposure to all these problems that the GMO is bringing? Because I don't even think we really know just exactly how deep this rabbit hole goes. This seems like very untested technology that they're monkeying with stuff that they don't understand. So what do we do about this?
Well, again, you have to know where your food comes from, where your products come from, and we have a little bit of help and with the organics. We know that they're not to be grown with the pesticides, but you also have some of the glyphosate in water and in air so that there's some exposure, but at least it'll be at a pretty magnitude lower level than it is with the many of the conventional crops. It's a matter of knowing source of your food, and then as you identify, go to the grocery store, you can look for those that aren't grown from the GMO crops to minimize that, in addition to the just organic label that might be present on it. But it's really important to understand and to really push for limiting the amount of glyphosate that can be applied, or in some cities, some areas, a total ban on it. Europe now has a ban for the European Union that will go into effect, and it's being phased down 2025. The compound will be completely phased out of sales in any of the European countries. So we have counties. It's not, our exposure isn't just in the food supply, because we use 250,000 pounds of glyphosate in our parks and recreation areas for weed control and vegetation control. Our forests are, many of those are aerially sprayed so that the exposure extends over very wide areas. So about half of the glyphosate's in agriculture, but another half is in parks and right-of-ways and forest operations. So again, it's that ubiquitous compound that is very difficult to avoid unless it can be banned. And certainly the falsification of information that's been available on its safety and other factors has been brought out in many of these lawsuits on cancer. Very important, but you have to realize that cancer is just one of the diseases that's reaching epidemic proportion. There are actually 32 that are associated with glyphosate, everything from inflammatory bowel and celiac, Crohn's disease, leaky gut, Clostridium difficile, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's. All of these diseases have a very high correlation with exposure to glyphosate. So the cancer has the interest of people because it's of the lawsuits, the publicity that's been given, but end-stage kidney failure is extremely severe. And I work on a project in Central America where we've been able to remove glyphosate as a ripening agent for sugar cane and replace it with some nutritional programs to actually increase our sugar and the quality, but to have it free of glyphosate. And those products, and we've done this primarily because of the fact that 1 out of 4 sugarcane workers in El Salvador is anticipated to die from end-stage kidney failure in the next 2 or 3 years. So
1 out of 4? Wow.
1 out of 4 of the young people there. 20,000 died last year in Panama and Nicaragua from glyphosate toxicity or induced end-stage kidney failure. Well, you look at in the United States, we have a person dying every 20 minutes waiting for a kidney transplant. And you say, well, what's changed? Well, glyphosate has changed many things, not just the kidney damage, but fatty liver, non-alcoholic liver disease. You have all of those diseases that are all associated because this is a very powerful mineral chelator to upset the physiology and an activity of our immune system, and also a very powerful antibiotic that stimulates the disease organisms, but is very toxic to our beneficial organisms. So you look at autism in children, it's anticipated that by 2025, one out of two children will probably be autistic. And again, glyphosate is a very powerful inducer of that condition by disrupting the integrity of the microbiome in your GI tract.
Is there anything that we can do to mitigate that once it started to set in and starting to cause autism, or is this damage absolutely permanent?
One of the best cures for autism is a fecal transplant, and you'll find 16 of those diseases that a fecal transplant, in other words, you take the microorganisms from one individual through the stool, but you take those organisms and then with the colonoscopy you insert them into another individual that's suffering from these diseases, and that has about a 95% chance of being a full cure as long as they will change their diet. If we're going to continue on glyphosate, they eliminate that benefit.
Oh, wow. Okay, hey, we got one more segment left. Time flies. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Hoffman. Are you struggling with medical issues or chronic pain? Do you have medical questions you can't find the answers you need? Or do you simply want to know what to do to avoid health problems to begin with? You might want to check out my show, Proactive Health Strategies, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on KHNC. We'll be discussing a wide range of medical topics and we'll even be taking your calls. So join me this Sunday at 8 a.m. for Proactive Health Strategies right here on KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Tocqueville wrote that one gets nothing lasting except that which is acquired with difficulty. You've worked hard. Will the fruits of your labor last into the next generation? What if you are disabled before you die? I'm estate planning attorney Thomas Curry. For help finding answers to these important questions, please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule a consultation. That's thomascurrylaw.com. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, we need to take some freedom back from all this stuff, I tell you. This has definitely been a very enlightening interview.
Don, we're definitely going to have to add you back because you barely even scratched the surface of all this stuff. This seems to be a much bigger health problem than this whole pandemic, you know, COVID-19 that's going around. And I know we wanted to be able to talk about that, but we kind of run out of time. But we got a couple minutes left here. If you've got anything you want to say about this COVID nonsense that's going about, because with your experience, you probably have some insights you can give us on this, because I think what we've been talking about for the past hour is a much bigger health concern than this COVID. But what do you have to say about that?
COVID, we're doing exactly the opposite of everything in my 36 years of trying to understand chemical and biological warfare. We're just pushing the psychological fear factor, making it psychological warfare in this whole process, and doing exactly the opposite of what we should be doing to keep the system going and keep everybody's health up. You have to have contact in order to develop the antibodies, and we have a virus that is pretty much limited to senior citizens. They need to be protected somewhat, but the best thing you can do for COVID-19 is just increase your immunity. That means getting out, getting some sunshine, get your vitamin D3 developed in the body, vitamin C, vitamin A, and zinc is a very critical element to have at full sufficiency, and yet 50% of the population is deficient in zinc. A lot of that because of glyphosate and its chelation, but if we get our immunity up, if we forget about all of this psychological warfare to increase the fear of by wearing masks and keeping everybody isolated so they can't get out in the open and get the exercise and get the vitamin D levels built up, then we just perpetuate the problem. And I guess when you get me started here, I have a hard time understanding why in the world we're doing just the opposite of that. We're doing everything that would tend to limit our immunity and our interactions.
Going exactly the wrong direction. Yeah, I totally agree.
Right.
And
we should have these kids. We should have these kids in school. Get the herd immunity build up just as quickly as possible, and it'll be over with. I think November, after the November election, everybody will try and forget about COVID-19. But right now, we're doing tremendous damage to individuals as well as to the economy and society as a whole by our social distancing, by our masking, and all of those things that would minimize the ability to be naturally resistant or immune to this particular virus.
Yeah, it certainly does seem insane how they're handling this. It seems there's a lot of ulterior motives in here. It's interesting how the whole GMO glyphosate thing, you know, goes into tearing people's immune systems down to make them more susceptible. You know, we're not really fully understanding as a society what these health problems are caused by, and our response to it, like you said, is pretty much exactly 100%, 180 degrees, the opposite of what it needs to be. Wow. Thank you so much for being with us, Don. I really enjoyed this. This has been a very powerful interview. We're definitely going to have you back. Thanks so much for being with us. And Kara will be back.
Thanks, Dave.
Kara, you're very welcome, Don. Kara will be back next week. We're talking about term limits and some of the election process stuff. And stay tuned. We got James Morgan talking about some real estate stuff after the news break. This is 1360 KHNC, Northwest Rockies.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089 or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Governor Jared Polis has announced a draft of a plan that will allow indoor visits to residential care facilities in Colorado. Good news for some families who haven't seen their loved ones in months. Indoor visits must meet the following requirements. There can't be any outbreaks at the facility. There must be weekly testing for all facility staff and an adequate number of staffers. Everyone must wear protective equipment during the visit. And in addition, there baseline COVID-19 testing, and all of that could still be pulled back if the community where the facility is located has a community spread that's too high during any period of time. The Colorado Attorney General is asking for an investigation into Denver-based Frontier Airlines after receiving tons of complaints from consumers who were unable to use airline vouchers after COVID-19 affected their travel plans. AG Phil Weiser urged the U.S. Department of Transportation to examine flight change policies of Frontier and customer service practices and to use their authority to stop any unfair or deceptive practices where applicable. Some people are already thinking about ski season, and it is scheduled to happen.
Vail Resorts, which owns Vail, Beaver Creek, Breckenridge, and Keystone in the state and a lot more mountains across North America, says it's planning on an early opening date of November 6th, just a little over 2 months from now, with several new requirements in light of the pandemic. They'll include face coverings being required for everyone at all times and a maintenance of social distancing. When distancing isn't possible, like in some ski and ride classes, health screenings like temperature checks will be needed. Vail also plans to implement a reservation system, so you'll have to plan your fun a little more than in past seasons. VR's Epic Pass holders will be able to book time on the hill the same week and reserve a day up to a week in advance. I'm Jim Williams.
The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They won Game 7 against the Utah Jazz last night, 80-78. The Nuggets will face the LA Clippers in their second round series. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
And now a message.